Well, that was an extremely hard-fought game by both teams on a day where neither team shot the ball very well, and I thought both teams really tried to play defensively. At least on our part, I know our guys really tried to do what we asked them to do. I could tell Billy's guys were too. I thought they were great defensively the entire game. And, you know, we just got a break there at the end where Lucas slipped the ball to Kalathis, and Kalathis wasn't in the backcourt yet. And it was, I saw it happen. I knew it was over and back, but it was, you know, that's just bad break for them and a lucky break for us. But anyway, I thought that we really competed hard. It certainly wasn't a masterpiece, but at this point in the year, you take them any way you can get them.
Kevin, is it a sign of good fortune, I guess, maybe that you didn't score a basket for more than the last 7 minutes of the game and still
Yeah, I think we got it to where it was maybe 52 to 42 or 52 to 43 or something, and then we got stuck on 52. I didn't think we'd ever get off. And, you know, we missed, I thought, and as they did, I thought, you know, each team missed quality looks a lot during the day. I thought both teams had their fair share of good looks that just didn't go in. So it was a day where we just didn't, neither team made a lot of perimeter shots. But I thought we got off to a pretty decent start in the second half, and I thought that helped us. But again, I didn't anticipate that we would get away from them. I thought it would be a game like this and come down to a possession. I thought, you know, Red obviously made four huge free throws. Those were very pressure-packed and very big, and very happy for a senior to step up and make those.
It's good to win one like this after the way Tuesday night's game went.
It's good to win one like this after any night, and it's just good to win. I thought our team had difficulty dealing with everybody telling them how great Tuesday was, it's a good thing that the game wasn't yesterday, because we still didn't have enough of a chance to get it out of their system. But fortunately, we got just enough out of it today so that they could play. Yeah, now, you know, we got some good looks, but we also got to the end of the shot clock a few times, and they had us stymied. There's no question they had us stymied, but you know, again, we were able to make enough plays, if you're going to go 8 for 27 from three against virtually 38 minutes of zone, then you hope that you do something else to win the game, and hopefully we defended well enough today to give us a chance to win.
What did they do in their zone, though, that was so effective?
Just matching up, and they did this in the first game. They just, you know, they make Shane an absolute priority, now obviously Shane, we don't win the game if it's not for him, but nevertheless, they do a good job of getting to him, you know, Keegan had a bunch of open looks, and he's a guy that's shooting, I don't know, 40% from three, and couldn't get him to go in today. And Red had a real shaky first half, and Jermaine, Jermaine's been sick. He's got a little bit of an excuse. He's been under the weather quite a bit, but nevertheless, it was just a day where we weren't making them, and we missed some opportunities to get it to AJ, but. Again, fortunately, we defended. I thought we rebounded pretty well, got the victory.
Was guarding the three a priority for you guys heading into this game?
Not necessarily. Not so much. It was a priority for us on that last possession. we were really hopeful of guarding it well that last possession. But no, the fact that they were 1 for 15 from three is just more of a case of a bad shooting day for them than anything that we did defensively.
Okay, when you look at this whole five-game winning streak you're on, what's been the best part of it? Do you sense that you guys are gelling or coming together here sort of late in the season?
I think that we're playing better. I think our defense has certainly gotten better, which that's pleasing. We're taking better care of the ball. We're not all the way there yet, but we're taking better care of the ball the last four or five games. So I think those are the two places where you start. But I think that, again, some of it is the schedule has just come back to us a little bit. And that's sometimes, like Gene Cady used to say, it's not who you play, it's when you play them. And then sometimes it's where you play them.
Coach, talk a little about AJ's learning curve and the fact that when he doesn't get the call, kind of falls in the form of frustration, kind of remind him to get up and play defense.
Well, he didn't get down there in time to play defense. I don't really particularly want to. Well, I don't want to comment on that play. I think he thought he was fouled. I thought he was fouled. But when you look up at halftime and one team has one foul and the other team has two fouls or three fouls, that's the way the game was being called. You know, get used to it. That's how it's being called today, guys. So let's get used to it and get more physical but that game was officiated, in my opinion, that game was officiated completely squarely the same on both ends. They got banged, we got banged. We banged them, they banged us. And I thought that it was as consistent, I thought, in the way it was called as it could be. So if you get knocked down to the ground, you need to get your butt up and get back. Not go lay there and take a nap until they score a layup. I guess I did comment on that play.
Is there a special concern late with Alex going to the line when you haven't shot that many free throws in the game that maybe there is no rhythm to it?
Not really. I think that at the end of the game, some guys get better and some guys get worse. And, Red was awfully good at the end today. But again, there just weren't that many free throw shots in the game, period. We didn't shoot many, they didn't shoot many. But fortunately, or hopefully, not fortunately, hopefully you shoot enough of them in practice that, you try to create as many, not as many, but you try to create pressure free throws every day. However you do it, and we've got our way of doing it, and we do it almost every day, and so you hope that somewhere there's some carryover and that has a positive effect. But Red's just a great competitor, and he made some big shots in the second half, and then he made those big free throws.
Two more questions, Jeremy. You hate to see this off week coming.
Had we played, like we played on Tuesday night, I would hate to see it coming. But, I thought today's performance, I thought today's win was just a gut it out, grind it out, tough it out win. And so, if we were hitting on all cylinders again like we did Tuesday night, then I'd hate to see it come. But I don't know that any coach in the league would tell you that they don't enjoy that Tuesday or Wednesday night when all the rest of them are beating up on each other and you get to sit and watch. I like that a lot better than being the ones taking the abuse. So, it's just my opinion. Players would much rather us have a game on Wednesday, I can assure you of that. They look at this week of practice like purgatory. Anybody else? All right, you all have a nice day. Thank you.